26 Republicans currently serving in the state legislature, as well as former Utah Senator Jake Garn, put their names on a letter issuing a call for the passage of immigration reform before the end of the year. Sent to Utah's four members of the House of Representatives, the letter says the system is broken for businesses and farmers, and that labor shortages threaten several industries as a result. Woods Cross Republican State Senator Todd Weiler signed the letter, referencing fraught lawmaking efforts in recent years to try to address immigration at the state level. Weiler says that reform has to be tackled by Congress and not by individual states.
We spent a lot of time in the Utah legislature talking about the federal government overstepping its authority or, you know, inserting itself into state issues where they don't belong. Immigration, in my view, is one of those issues where we really need the federal government to step up and do something. It doesn't make sense for Arizona and New Mexico and, you know, Colorado and Utah to have their own separate immigration policies. Utah doesn't even border Mexico or Canada. So this is one of the issues, like national defense, where we really do need Congress to take the lead.
A federal judge recently struck down key parts of one Utah immigration law, HB 497, because of its overreach into federal jurisdiction. That law, often called Utah's, quote, show me your papers law, came on the heels of similar legislation that was passed in Arizona. Arizona's SB 1070 was also largely gutted after being challenged all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court in 2012. State Senator Weiler says that the debate over immigration reform has been overly politicized and that passing legislation will require looking beyond the political vulnerabilities.
The standard course of action is to just do nothing, because if you do anything, you're going to alienate various groups of people, and they're going to work against you when you're up for re-election. And so it really is unfortunate, and I think there is a lack of courage out there just to do the right thing.
The letter from Utah Republicans Tuesday also says that there is broad support for quick passage of reform, including among conservative Republican voters. It cites a poll by the Partnership for a New American Economy, Americans for Tax Reform, and the Tea Party Express, reporting that 71% of Tea Party-aligned Republican primary voters believe that it's important to pass reform this year. Still, it has been a full year since the Senate passed its own reform legislation, which Republican House leadership never brought to a vote. A sticking point continues to be whether or not the legislation provides a pathway to citizenship for the nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.